Imagine driving down a narrow wooded road in the middle of the night. Besides the light coming from your headlights, it's pitch black outside. Maybe your eyes are tricking you, or maybe the light is just bouncing off the leaves in a peculiar way. But you can see what looks to be a woman, dressed in white, walking along the side of the road. And maybe it's just the wind, but it sounds like she's screaming. Seeing apparitions like this woman in white is not uncommon, according to the legend surrounding two roads in the middle of Long Island, New York, called Mount Misery and Sweet Hollow Roads. Located in what is now Huntington, these roads have been the site of mysterious sightings since before anyone can remember, and today they're still home to all sorts of urban legends. UFO sightings, men in black, secret government military activity, Mothman, and most of all, ghosts. Even before European settlers arrived, the Matinecock tribe believed the area to be cursed and prowled by evil spirits. When settlers came in the 1600s, the land was unfarmable, rocky, and barren, so it was largely uninhabited and only used by travelers moving between farming communities. Even then, the trip was miserable, hence the name Mount Misery. The land, then, was in of itself a place of transition, and so it became the perfect place for spirits moving themselves between worlds. Since the Revolutionary War, locals have been recounting tales of ghost sightings, seeing the figures of fallen soldiers or other lost souls, killed in mysterious ways, wandering the woods and roads. One of the most popular and consistent stories that come out of Mount Misery is that of a mental asylum built in the 1700s. The asylum was notorious for its harsh treatment of the patients, with claims from the locals that you could hear their screams for miles around. One night, a female inmate set fire to her cell. Soon, the entire asylum was in flames, and it burned down with everyone still inside. They say you can still see her, and some of the other inmates, wearing white hospital gowns, sometimes still burning, wandering along the road, jumping in front of cars, and screaming. That female inmate isn't the only version of the woman in white wandering Mount Misery and Sweet Hollow Roads. A common figure in local legends on Long Island is that of Mary in her grave. Although there are countless versions of the story, there are some aspects that remain consistent. Some say Mary died on the road after being pushed out of the car during an argument with her boyfriend and being hit by oncoming traffic. Others claim that she was possessed by an evil spirit and killed her entire family before being executed by the townspeople. In almost all versions, she was murdered in some torturous or brutal way and was buried, but never at rest. The legend goes that if you find her grave and shine your light on it, you'll see her. But be warned, seeing her face is said to be an omen of your own impending death. Yet another woman in white figure wandering these roads is a woman who died in a terrible car crash. Today they say that if you park your car underneath the Northern State Parkway overpass and put the transmission into neutral, a pair of paranormal hands will push you uphill to safety. In another version of this tale, the hands that push you up the hill belong to the spirits of faceless children, who had died when their school bus lost control and went off the overpass. The overpass on Mount Misery is itself drenched in another local tragedy that transformed into an urban legend. In the mid-1900s, three teenage boys killed themselves by hanging themselves off the overpass bridge in some kind of suicide pact. Locals claim that if you pass under the bridge and honk your horn 3 times, or flash your lights 3 times, and look in your rearview mirror, you can still see their bodies. Another of the most popular and common sightings on these roads is that of a police officer who will pull you over, ask you where you're going, and then let you go. But watch through your mirror as he walks back to his car, and you might see that he's missing the back of his skull, which had been blown out by a shotgun blast some years before. These are not pleasant stories, but they are now as much a part of the area as the roads themselves. And these are just a few of the many stories and legends surrounding these couple of miles of roads in the woods of Long Island that seem to attract the weird and inexplicable. The stories surrounding the roads have become more rumor than history, but they are in the tradition of oral stories passed from person to person, with everyone who travels through having a different story to tell their friends and family about what, or who, they saw walking along the side of the road. So what's the connection between all these stories? Well, Mount Misery and Sweet Hollow are places where seemingly anything could, and possibly has, happened. From the strange, to the scary, to the traumatic. Each time someone travels through the area, there's a new story to tell. So, if you ever find yourself driving down those narrow wooded roads, maybe you'll have another story to add to the legends of Mount Misery and Sweet Hollow.